Our Lord loved Mary Magdalene particularly, as she knew her sister and brother, and she surely was a candidate for announcing publicly, the first one to announce publicly that Jesus wasn't to be found in a tomb. He had risen, and that we could find him and speak with him and enjoy his company. There are many things that we could reflect upon in the life of St. Mary Magdalene. I take two points that could be helpful, I think, to everyone in every particular age of the Church. And the first is this, is who will love Jesus more? And the answer is obviously the one who has been forgiven more. And I suppose as the vast majority of people will say, well, I didn't really sin that much, so I wasn't forgiven much, so I guess our Lord doesn't love me very much. And the answer, says St. Bonaventure, is a little bit different, that we should not measure how much we have been forgiven or how much we owe to our Lord by comparing ourselves with others. We should, as it were, see ourselves as it were alone in the presence of our Lord and realize that I am the greatest sinner. I am the one who has been forgiven so much. Whether it was this or that, that I was not a candidate for heaven, and now I am. And therefore, I will love him greatly as much as I can, not by comparing myself to others and say that I have loved our Lord more, but rather simply in thinking of his goodness, of his kindness in forgiving me all those things that separated me or would separate me from his company. That's the first point that we should meditate upon. Like all these holy women, saints who were forgiven much, we will be forgiven, provided we love Jesus equally like them, not measuring, but simply see ourselves in the face of our Lord, Lord, me receiving all that love from him who did nothing to deserve it. The second is, they have taken him from the tomb, they have removed him, and I do not know where they have put them. Where do I find our Lord, this wonderful Savior? And I think we can all, as it were, meditate on simply the great mystery of the Eucharist. We will find him there as much as we will find him present in our lives before we reach heaven. Let us strive always, as it were, to love him, to adore him, to serve him, to ask Our Lady to remind us not to forget these things so that we might be always ready for that moment he calls us to the everlasting joys of heaven. And in the meantime, do what St. Mary Magdalene did in evangelizing in southern France, especially until our Lord called her to heaven. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Christus.